One thing I'm sure of is that Co and I have issues. If you got issues too, head over to GunStreetWiringShop.com, where they have everything to fix all your issues. For me, it was a jag I had that I just couldn't get to work. It was frustrating, and every week I was fearful to take it out and gig with it. So Sean hooked me up. I contacted him. It was a custom piece. But if you don't need a custom piece, I mean, he's got Les Paul stuff, SG stuff. He's got P-Bass stuff, J-Bass stuff. He's got everything you need. Tele Strats, you name it. You have something weird, go to the site, click contact us, tell him what you need. I needed a Mustang harness. He doesn't have it on his site, and he's able to build it for me. So go to GunStreetWiringShop.com, get yourself all wired up, because it's so easy that Paul and Co can do it. Hey, what's up, everybody? We're the Flippin' Flippers. I'm your host, Paul.
And I'm Co, and this is your coast-to-coast guitar podcast, and we talk about guitars and pedals and flipping and dad stuff and whatever else comes to our minds as we go crazy.
Mostly poop.
Yeah.
Yeah, mostly poop. You get to the dad section, that's mostly just feces, I'll be honest with you. So if you're not into feces or pedals, you probably want to go find another podcast.
Change
all right?
The channel now.
Yep. Oh, man. So I'm just going to go first.
Yeah.
I've had a wonderful day today.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Yeah. It's been great. I worked all day. And then this cute little couple that I drive to dialysis, they're so nice to me and they're good to me and I really like them. And on the way out, they're like, oh, do you want some Mentos? And I was like, yeah, I haven't had the Fresh Maker in a long time. Pop one of those bad boys in, one of those bad boys pop my filling out.
Oh.
I was like, freaking, are you kidding me? I mean, if it's that loose, it probably would have happened at dinner. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm just like, you know, you're just like, and you do that chomp where you're like, that's not Mentos. That's something hard. What is that?
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, that's Mentos. And then that's my tooth. So that happened today. So that was fun.
Yeah, that happened to me not too long ago. Not with a Mentos, just eating dinner and one of my fillings fell out.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, like, people are like, you shouldn't have that candy. Well, if it wasn't the candy, it would have been, you know, chicken.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It would just eventually, it doesn't matter. If it's going to fall out, it's going to fall out, you
right.
know? So we're twinning. Awesome.
Yay.
Yeah. And then, it's just, we've been trying to still screen clean this week. We're spring cleaning, you know, just trying to get rid of stuff. And I was in my basement and, I was working on cleaning up my tools down there and stuff, and my son was down there, and his drum set's down there, and he was playing it, but he could only find one drum set. And he is so funny because he speaks, like, proper English,
mm-hmm.
and he's walking around. He's like, Dad, have you seen my drumstick? Because I could not find my drumstick.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what? And he's like, Dad, I cannot find my drumstick. And I'm like, okay. And he's two, you know? But
yeah.
he's like walking around. I was like, go look in the other room. And he goes and he looks. He comes back. He's like, I do not see it. I cannot find my drumstick. And I'm like, all right, bud. Like, I don't know. It's got to be around here somewhere. Where'd you have it last? He's like, I do not know.
I go,
okay, bud. And he goes, Dad? And I go, yeah? He goes, can you help me find my drumstick? Because I cannot find my drumstick. I'm just like, dude, you're so funny. I'm just like, all right. So I helped him find it. It was just so funny. I cannot find my drumstick. He's a funny kid. So that's how I did that. I just find that drumstick.
Can you find the drumstick?
And of course, because I cannot find the drumstick. He's so funny. But, and then, yeah, I guess what else is new with me is I started working on that Telecaster project. Dude, I tell you, I'm cursed. You're cursed too. We're like the people that do bad things to guitars. I should have just never touched it. I should have left it in the corner and been like, I'll get to that.
You're talking about the orange one, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I spray painted it black.
Okay.
Okay. Light, thin coat. Took very well. Fine. Looked good. Put a second coat on. Nope. That stuff peeled off like it was paint thinner.
Really?
It was, you know, yeah, it bubbled up like crazy. Like you could just literally just like take off like some of the orange. It was crazy. I was like, what the heck?
That the orange was coming off with it too?
Yeah.
Oh man.
But down to like the primer, like, you know, like the white underneath the orange. And I'm just like, I can't win. I can't freaking win.
I told you, you should have done what I said. You should just let it run down.
It still would have chipped up.
Yeah, but then it would have been punk rock looking. It would have been okay.
You think it would look punk rock looking? I think it would look, I don't even know, like Jet Set Radio Kids. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know what that is.
Oh, that's a video game from like early, like the first Xbox game was Jet Set Radio Kids.
Okay.
And it was like weird rollerbladers. And they like
spray. Is there any other kind of rollerbladers?
No, okay. But they were like tagging. They like tagged. Gotcha. You know, they would tag a sign and like rollerblade. It's stupid. It came with the Xbox and I threw it in the garbage. How about that? If you're a fan of Jet Set Radio Kids, just stop listening to us. I'm just kidding. But for real, I am curious if you are actually. I'm curious who the person is. Like, my favorite game of all time, Jet Set Radio Kids. So, yeah, so now I got to figure that out. My plan is, now this is my second plan, and I think this plan is good. I'm going to put paint stripper on it and just strip it down to the wood. If it's not garbagey looking and it looks like wood and not like, you know how Squire, it's Squire, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, because that's the affinity color. It's going to have tons of filler and stuff in it, so I'll just repaint it black. But if it's not, I'm just going to stain it black.
Ooh, do like a trans black finish?
Yeah, yeah, yep. So that's my new plan. I think that would look pretty sick.
And then do bright orange spray paint and let it drip down.
Oh, right over it. Just start all over again, and then I'll put black on top of it.
Yeah.
Idiots. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Okay.
So, yeah, man. What's new with you?
I am not sleeping well or frequently and working overnight shifts. And, you know, shout out to the guys that do this all the time. It sucks. Jason and Jamie do this a lot. It is not a fun time, man. I am wrecked. On the plus, though, I have lost almost 5 pounds this week.
Ooh.
That's
good.
Kim was complaining because she says that I'm the opposite of everybody else. She's like, you are not sleeping, and you are eating nothing but crappy food, and you are losing weight. She's like, how does that work? And I'm like, I don't know. It's the
you're like,
pizza, beer, and burritos diet. It just works good for me. I don't know.
You're just like, yeah, but by me, my heart's going to stop next week, so.
But I don't know. It's which is cool, you know. I don't mind losing a little weight, and I kind of thought I'd get more done during the day, but it's been a rough.
That's not true. There's no way. Nope.
Well, usually when I do overnights, I wake up in the middle of the day with all this like energy and like brain power to get things accomplished, and then I do them and then fall right back asleep. But this week I have not done anything during the day at all. So I don't know what the deal is with that.
Yeah, if I work overnights, now what time do you get out usually?
Get out of work?
Yeah.
5 a.m.
Okay, so that's the same. So if I work a Saturday night, I get out at like 5 a.m.
Yeah.
So, which I do once or twice a month usually,
mm-hmm.
Depending on how the money's looking, you know. And so I'll get home and then you're in bed by like 6 mm-hmm. and then you wake up at like noon or whatever. And then you're right. Like I have this energy to do stuff, you know, but it's weird because it's like a backwards work schedule.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like you like now I wake up. Well, I hang out with the kids because I don't work right away. But if I was going to get out, sometimes I get up and go to work right at like 6 o'clock. So I just go at 6 o'clock and then work all day, come home, hang out with the kids, do dinner, you know, all that stuff. And then, you know, you do your normal life stuff and then you go to bed
yeah.
and do it all over again. But when it's like the opposite, it's like you sleep and then you get up and you just do all this stuff that you want to do.
Yeah.
And then you have to go to work, which kind of sucks. Cause like getting out of work is like the exciting part about being able to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like doing stuff before you have to go to work is like, that sucks.
You're just thinking about work the whole time.
Right. You're just like, man, I gotta get this done. Cause I gotta go to work.
Yeah.
Like that's all you think about. Yep. So I've been there, man. I'm sorry. I've never done
five nights of it or whatever. So I can't imagine that, but yep.
Yeah, I got one more week left of it, so.
Oh, a whole week?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Well, yeah, I got tonight. Well, what day is it? Is it Wednesday or Thursday?
It's Thursday. I didn't even know. It's Thursday.
So I got tonight and then the weekend and then four nights next week also. The screwy thing is we don't do five nights. We do four nights. And then like Monday we work a half day in the morning.
Ew.
And like so it's like a split shift on Monday.
That's gross.
Yeah.
You should quit your job and become a surfer. Just live on the beach.
Yeah. I don't even know if I could surf anymore.
I know I can't.
No?
Well, I mean, it's been
a long time.
Yeah, like 30 years since I went surfing.
Yeah.
Because my uncle was a amateur, like not amateur. He amateur sponsored surfer.
Oh, okay.
And so he actually joined the Navy so he could surf other places.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Awesome.
He was like he'd bring his surfboard on to like he was on like the USS Enterprise mm-hmm. and he would bring his surfboard on it.
Nice.
Which is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's not totally allowed, but he seemed to have a good relationship with people.
Yeah. My uncle is a surfboard maker.
That's actually pretty awesome.
Yeah. I worked one summer at his surf shop while he was.
Dude, you should have cut a Telecaster body out of one of those things.
I have talked to him about it. I just have never gotten around to it. Yeah, like cutting bodies out of surfboard foam and then glassing
it. Foam, yeah. Yeah, that'd be awesome, dude.
The stumbling block we ran into is, you know, you'd have to do a no. Tone is not a concern for me. We'd have to do a center block of something so that you could attach it.
Right, because it would rip right out. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there'd be no way. Yeah. That's still rad, though.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'll get around to it eventually. Maybe someday. I don't know. Probably not.
Dude, that could be your thing. You could be in NAMM next year showing. You just got to get off your duff.
Yeah.
Start selling surfboard guitars.
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe not.
I don't know.
So.
I don't know. This is your thing.
So that is where I am at. And
nice.
Yeah, I don't got anything new other than that. Not sleeping.
Not sleeping sucks no matter when you don't sleep. If you don't sleep, it sucks.
Yeah. It's weird doing like, because, yeah, like you said, I sleep until like 11:30 or noon and then get up. And putz around for a couple hours and then fall back asleep. Like,
oh, you do the nap before? Yeah.
Not intentionally. It just keeps happening.
No, it just happened. Yeah, it just happens.
Yeah. Make a run to Taco Bell, eat a beefy Frito burrito, and fall asleep.
Yeah. Have you tried that nacho taco? Not my jam.
No, that doesn't even sound like something loaded, I want.
It doesn't look. No, it was just a $5 box, and I was like, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
And it was not worth it. It was not great. You have the Taco Bell app, though?
There's an app?
Oh, dude, and they send coupons all the time.
Mm.
Like, until the end of May, it's a free, you get like a free diet, or free Diet Baja Blast, but you fill up your own drink. So you just say, here you go, and then you just get a free Baja Blast, and you can get whatever you want.
Nice.
And then today it was a free Frito Burrito.
Ooh, that's, I like the Frito Burrito.
Dude, me too. That's a solid for a buck.
Yeah.
If I'm like kind of hangry,
mm-hmm.
dude, a Frito burrito will take care of my needs.
Sometimes they put a little too many Fritos in there, though. Not going to lie.
Yep.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
The rice, the Frito, yeah.
Yeah.
Is sometimes not great.
Do you have the Domino's app with the pizza tracker? Or not the pizza tracker, sorry, the pizza scanner?
Yes. I don't have the app anymore because we don't really like Domino's.
Well,
but we have done it.
Well, yeah, it doesn't matter if you like Domino's. You can scan any pizza, and then once you scan six pizzas, you get a free pizza.
Yeah, but how do you scan six pizzas?
Well, we eat at least we eat pizza at least once a week in our house. So
yeah, we do too. It's always Little Caesars though.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You can scan whatever. Like we
what?
Yeah, like we
so,
we
so,
did
wait, whoa, whoa,
we
whoa,
we
whoa,
did
whoa,
whoa. A frozen pizza in the oven yesterday.
And you just scan the box?
No, you scan the pizza after, you know, before you... Well, it was already cut up. The kids had already taken their slices, and I scanned it, and they gave me 10 points for it towards a new pizza.
When you say scan, you're just taking a picture, though.
Well, yeah, but in their app, they call it
scanner. I know, I understand. I just wanted, when you say scan, I was thinking the barcode.
No.
Because then I'm like, yeah, I just go to Price Chopper or whatever grocery store, just like bloop, 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 look like I got five pizzas.
No. Well, they only let you do one a week. So that's every 7 days you can scan a pizza.
What about a homemade pizza? We make homemade pizza. Yep. I wonder if that counts.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, I'm getting the app. I'm going to get the app right now.
Yeah.
After the podcast, after the show.
Yeah.
What is this, some kind of food podcast?
I don't know. We're talking about garbage food. What's your favorite garbage food?
Garbage plates. It's a Rochester thing.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, that's my favorite garbage food.
I don't. Because it's never just had one.
I know, but it is just like a pile of food.
Yeah.
So it's like I don't think you can get more garbagey than that.
Yeah.
So if you don't know, they have like a base. You pick out what your base is. I get beans and the sweet salt potatoes, and then they cover it in chili. Then they cover it in like a meat sauce. Then they put your choice of meat on it, which you can do hamburger or you can do, I get hot dogs. And then they cover it in cheese and mustard and ketchup and then more chili. And then, then you basically have diarrhea all night. So it's fantastic.
Cool. I can check poo talk off the list of things.
And done. But I think honestly, the one, like the place I go, could feed my entire family, and it's like $8.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. They wouldn't eat it, but it would feed them.
if they would eat it.
Yeah, if they would eat it, they wouldn't, because they're like, why are the foods touching?
Yeah.
So, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. You have been given a gift card from Earthquaker Devices. Now, it only says on the gift card, good for 5 pedals.
Okay.
You can pick any 5 pedals that they have in their store. What would you grab?
Okay.
You got to build a pedal board based off 5 pedals.
So I'm not like super familiar with all their pedals, so I just went through their website real quick and picked some ones that seemed interesting and cool to me.
This is still valid because if you got the gift card right now,
that's exactly what I would do.
Their website.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. So the first thing I would go for is the Black Ash, which is a special fuzz. I don't remember what's special about it. I think it's some sort of transistor that's hard to get or something. I don't remember. But the Black Ash fuzz, I remember watching demos, is super cool. The Dispatch something, Junior, Senior, there's Dispatch Master, right?
Dispatch Master,
that's
yep.
That's their, like, delay reverb
combo.
Because, you know. Yep. Got to have that, right? I guess they
got to have it.
And then from there, we're going to go Arpanoid, which is their arpeggiator.
Yes.
Super cool. Super fun. I have played one before, and it is funky, and I like it. The Nightwire.
The Nightwire is a good one. Yeah.
It's their tremolo deal. I think it does harmonic tremolo and just standard.
You can get a lot of sounds out of it, actually.
Yeah, and I think it also does a little bit of a reverby thing.
Yep, almost gets phasey too.
Yeah. And then the Spatial Delivery, which is their envelope filter
reverby.
Yeah, like
yeah, it's like
phrase sampler noise making machine. So I figure that with the Arpanoid and those other things, like, you could get some real whacked out bizarre things going on. So yeah, in the
was that 5?
That, yeah, in the 5 minutes that I spent looking at their website, those are the ones that I pick.
Man. So, okay, so
are you allowed
me
to pick some of the same ones as me, or do you got to pick your different?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we can pick the same one. It's okay. Like, what would you grab? You can pick either.
Okay, okay.
Because I would definitely pick the Black Ash. That was already on my list, and my favorite pedal from them is the Dispatch Master. So that's going. And then I guess, man, that's where it gets tough, because I don't want to pick all the same ones. I guess I would pick. I picked the tentacle because I've always wanted that.
Oh, yeah.
And that with like a fuzz would be fun. So I'm up to three now. And then I would pick, I guess, the Acapulco Gold, right? Isn't that what it's
called?
Okay,
yeah, that's the single knob fuzz, right?
Yeah, single knob fuzz, yeah. And then I guess I would pick, oof, jeez, that's tough. Do they sell? Oh, they don't sell the Talons anymore. That's right. Man, that's tough.
What was the Talons?
That was like a drive pedal that just did almost everything.
Oh, okay.
You know what? I'd pick the Hoof Reaper.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so then I get kind of like a, yeah, that'd be good. That's what I'd pick.
Nice.
So that's my five.
Solid.
So, Earthquaker, if you're listening, our addresses, we'll give them to you in email form, so...
That'd be a big
so,
note.
Yeah. They have sent us stuff before and then said, please send this back.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Love it.
Yep.
I'm a big fan. Yeah, let's take a second to do that pedal thing.
Grab your glass, raise it up, and loudly sing. Oh, it's that pedal thing.
All right. Once again, Co has not done his homework.
I guess I need to buy some crap.
Well, that or borrow some crap. I'll be honest. I mean, I'm kind of running low, too. I just haven't, you know, I haven't been really buying newer stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been buying some older stuff. So, but this I got on a trade. No, like a Christmas exchange. So the Chuck pedals. Tachyon delay.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, this is like space in a box. Like the cool thing about it is
like
so it's
outer
it's
space?
Yeah, outer space. Okay. Not just like it's not you don't open it and it's empty inside. That'd be amazing. They're like, dude, the tones. So basically it's four knobs. You have your repeats, your mix, your time, and then you have your flux. Now the flux is like a gain.
Okay.
And so you kind of just get like this gain on the repeats that just kind of like gets more and more like washy.
Mm-hmm.
And like it doesn't get like fuzzy or anything, but it just adds this like ambient wash to like that back trails of your sound. Now the way I like to play this pedal, I turn all the knobs to the right. Just as much as you can go, all maxed out, and play it like that. Now, the time really just matters what kind of timing you want, but basically everything else just maxed out. And what it does is it hangs out on the like on the cusp of oscillation. It never goes over. So the cool thing is it never runs away from you, no matter how, you know, like sometimes you have it, like I like the DM2 or the Wells, which there's nothing, I like that it does this, but... you have it on the you know, like on the edge of like breaking up into oscillation, not breaking up, but going into oscillation.
Yeah.
And then you hit it too hard, and then all of a sudden it starts to oscillate, and it'll eventually kind of come back, or maybe it doesn't, but you're like right on that chord. With this, no matter what, you can't get it to go past that, which is kind of cool because it keeps you like in that frame.
Yeah.
You know, so like it's interesting, you know, but I the other day I was like, because I've been, not that I don't like it, I just have a million pedals, and so I was like, I'll put it on reverb, and it's been on there forever. Nobody's given me a fair offer on it, so it hangs around. And the other day I was like, I'm gonna play that again, and I played it for like 2 hours, just like, you know, it just was ambience in a box.
Yeah.
You know, and it really especially with the flux knob, because there's not a lot of pedals that like delays that have gain.
Mm-hmm.
In it, and man, it gets a little modulated, it gets a little like reverby, you know, but it's all delay. It's good, man. I really, really like it. The only problem, like I said, is I got 100 pedals sitting there. You know what I mean? So, but I did throw it on my board this week. I'm going to use it just to try something different. And yeah, I mean, I think it gets right where I need it for church. But you could bring it back and it'll get like less spatial if you want something, you know, in that vein.
Yeah.
That's not like crazy. But like this and the Supermoon together are wild.
Oh, I
that's
bet.
Like that's the most space anyone can ever get. So Chuck Pedals, go check him out. He makes some cool stuff. You might not know him, but he's helped out on a couple other people's pedals that I know that like are like real builders, you know. Mm-hmm. And so like he's a rad dude. So go check him out. He's not, I wouldn't say he's super big time, you know, but he is in the boutique market and makes some cool stuff for sure.
Nice.
And then insert other person who sends us that pedal thing.
Yeah. Are we going to search for that?
Yeah. Thanks so much, guy, that did that.
Hey, thanks, guy. Yeah.
You did real, real nice what you did there. So you had a topic.
Yeah, so I was listening to our buddy Clifton Worley's show recently, where he did a revisiting the Worley Birds. He had Joshua Frazier and Michael Newman on there, and they rambled through some fun topics that I enjoyed listening. But one thing that they mentioned but didn't actually talk about was their dream rigs when they were 16. And I thought that was kind of a cool topic, but we didn't want to steal it. So we decided to talk about our dream rigs for when we're 60. Yeah.
I do like it.
So 60 is a little bit further away for some of us than others. But
Oh man. Listen, as long as I'm younger than Phil Eisenhower, then the world is a good place.
So, Paul, what do you think your dream rig is going to be when you're 60?
Well, I think honestly what would probably happen, it's going to be all vintage. You know, but it's all 91
stuff. So it'll be
stuff.
All it'll be all the same like, stuff you own now. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think a lot of that will happen, you know. Like I'm getting to the point where I have like for instance that Big Muff, mm-hmm. I don't want to get rid of that.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to keep that, you know. And I have stuff that are from builders that are friends and you know that kind of stuff. I don't want to get rid of that stuff. So I'm going to have a lot of that stuff, but ideally let's say, okay, so if the future's the way I predict, Klons will drop off the market, so I'll pick up one of those for like $100 at a pawn shop.
Okay.
Just kidding. A dream rig. Okay, so I think there's going to be something like, I mean, because obviously we're getting to a point where, like, you know, the stomp does like what it's supposed to. You know what I
right.
mean? It sounds really good. I think it's going to be to that point where it's like almost like a computer, you know what I mean? Like almost like a laptop. Maybe it's programs, mm-hmm. you know, that are in your computer versus, you know, buying a pedal or something, but it'll be something similar to that. Maybe it just straight hooks up to your computer. So like MIDI, it'll just be MIDI. Okay. So I don't know. I don't know what my dream rig will be. By that time, I will be caught up to MIDI. No, but I could see like a pedal, like say like, you know, something like the Stomp that, you know, you lift it up and it's got a computer screen on it and you're basically just picking out whatever you want, like similar to that, you know, mm-hmm. Something wild like that. I would love to have an effect I've never heard before. You know
oh,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that we'll just put a question mark and a box and it's the pedal I've never had, never heard, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think a lot of vintage stuff, you know, vintage for now, you know, then, you know what I mean? But like stuff I kind of have now, I can, you know, and then hopefully I've worked my way up to a Benson.
Yeah.
So definitely a Benson. I'd like a nice 2020 Benson. Oh, you got that 2020? Oh, that's sick. And then, and I guess hopefully some of the more vintagey pedals that I have are still running and working good, you know, like the Big Muff and stuff like that. So
yeah.
Guitar. I think I would want, my Telecaster that I have now, you know, and the Rayburn, but cause I like those two guitars like the most. Those, I love both of those, but so that Telecaster besides the pickups, it's 50 years old this year. So like when it's 60, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's going to be old, you know what I mean? Like, that's cooking. So that's going to be up there. And the Rayburn, I want to see what it would look like in 20 years.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, is it going to be like just like the paint falling off, or have I taken it to Kevin 3 times and then be like, Kevin, please repaint this again. And now it's like a different color, you know?
Yeah.
Huh. Amp. A wall of Marshall half sets. Because by this time, I mean, it's 20 years down the road, my wife hates me. She's moved out. We're still married, but, you know, we only do, like, dates, you know.
Just for date night. Yeah.
Just for date night. And then our kids have all moved on and despised me, so they're all in college. Like, Dad, you suck, Dad. And then, so a wall of Marshall half stacks would be perfect.
Yeah, just line the walls of the basement.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, what is that, like a wallpaper? Yeah, that's it. It's wallpaper.
rows and rows of speaker cones.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome. So what about you?
Okay, so I kind of went in my head a little different way with it.
So you're designing stuff.
No, I'm not designing stuff. I'm thinking, okay, in however many years from now, 20-ish years from now.
Oh, I like how you leave that disclosed, but you throw me under the bus. Cool. 20-ish years. Yeah, okay. All right, moving on.
I heard some discussion about where people think amps are going to go. I'm going to start with talking about the amp here, because I think that's the most interesting part of where gear will be in 20
years. Yeah, I agree.
I think that, you know, the tube amp is never going to go away. Everybody's going to love the tube amp till the end of time, because that's what we want. That's what we like. But I think the technology outside of tubes is also going to get way better. And so I think that we're going to see better iterations of things like the Quilter amps or the amp from Milkman. And so I think my dream rig when I'm 60 is going to be something along those lines, like some sort of combo that is like 100 watts with a 12-inch speaker and weighs, you know, the same as a pair of Chuck Taylors, you know?
Right. It's just foam.
Yeah. It's just foam. It's light. And just rips the paint off of walls. I think that I'm going to want something like that. Because I'm lazy and I don't want to carry things, especially when I'm 60, I'm not going to want to carry things. And then, as far as pedals go, it's just going to be loud fuzz mostly, I'm guessing.
Yeah, because you're deaf already.
Yeah.
So you got to be able to hear it. That's why I went with all the Marshalls.
Yeah. It's gonna be loud. It's going to be dirty. I don't see myself swinging towards cleaner sounds as time goes on. Because, I mean, let's be honest, my skills are not going to get that much better in 20 years. I'm probably going to be as good a player as I am now.
If anything, you're going to be worse, because like your arthritis or like, you know, like whatever, life, you know. Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to get better. So I'm still going to need massive amounts of dirt to cover up all my shortcomings. Guitar. I'd like to think that I find some weird, quirky vintage guitar that like just checks all these boxes for me by that point. I don't know, probably some like, I played a Guitar Center the other day. It's called a Very Thin. I'm trying to remember who made it. Maybe it was Guild. Have you heard of this?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a...
I don't remember who makes it, but yeah, I have heard of it.
It's a semi-hollow. It's called a Very Thin. Like the body is a semi-hollow, and the body is like an inch thick. It was incredible. So probably something like that, because it's light and it's thin. And if, you know, I don't know. Looks cool.
Is it Hoffner?
Maybe it was Hoffner.
Yeah, it looks like Guild. Yeah, because it's like it's like that style.
Yeah,
yeah, that hollow body like Brian Setzer looking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
yeah, those are rad, man. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I know. I really kind of wanted to buy it, but
yeah, those are cool. Like I like that. especially that red one. It looks very like Michael J. Fox. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, that's rad.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that's kind of where I would go with that.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, I think. Yeah, thinking of like where gear will be is a tough thing to like, because we're not on the cusp of like, you know, like we're not geniuses. We don't know where things are going, but mm-hmm. like it's fun to think of like, you know, somewhat of an idea of where things were going, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it would be fun to see like a guitar that looks just totally different. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what it would look like, but you right. know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I think we're going to see like the offset trend is going to probably peter out here in the next five
years. We're all going back to strats.
Yeah.
In like 3 years, everybody's going to want strats again. That's why I'm working on my strat project now.
Oh, so, okay. One of the guy at work that I talk about all the time that's into like flipping antiques and stuff, every now and then he shows me some guitar that comes up, you know, that he sees. He's like, oh, should I get this and try and sell it? He showed me this one. It was it said Fender Custom Strat. What's that dude's name that you used to copy his guitar? John Mayer.
Yeah.
$10,000 this guy had it on OfferUp. And I'm like, ooh. I'm like, what in the world? And like, so I was like reading it, and the guy's like, this is my personal custom Fender Stratocaster that I made, I relic to look like John Mayer's. I'm like, oh, okay, so this is his Strat that he relic'd. And he has it listed on there for $10,000 because he's dumb. And then he's like, I could sell this for $10,000 or I can build you one for $2,000. I was like, it just kind of reminded me of, because you used to do that with Squires, right? Obviously, you weren't selling for $2,000.
No, I just do it with blank bodies that I buy like off eBay.
Oh, okay.
So then, yeah, and then I'd either build it or, you know,
sell the body.
Or I'd just sell the body. I was selling the bodies a ton.
But I'm like, this guy's trying to sell like for $2,000. I don't know. It just struck me, and I just remembered it just now.
That's so funny. The I got this for $10,000, and you could have mine. And what's your name? Oh, nobody knows you. Okay, or you could have number two for $2,000.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like I'm sure, like the serial number's 00006. You know what I mean? Like it's not like there's a ton of these running around.
Well, and it from what I could tell, this was just a guy just doing this, like.
No, right. It's not the Fender Custom Shop who made
John Mayer's. Like he custom did this to his Fender.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was doing the same thing that I was doing to make extra money.
Yeah.
Which was very lucrative for a while.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Then the people who liked him got them.
Right. And so I figure, like, it struck me because I'm like, don't think there's a market for that anymore. And that price is ridiculous.
Yep, absolutely.
So.
Now, what's funny about that is I didn't know the backstory on that guitar, and I thought, you know, because like I don't know, I'd seen some article about like what he liked or something, and I didn't read it, and I just assumed it was, you know, it's a parts caster, mm-hmm. you know, from like vintage parts caster, you know, like that's what Stevie Ray Vaughan's was. It's a vintage parts caster,
yeah.
you know, and so that's what I always assumed it was. And then I saw some article or some YouTube video of him. He's like, hey, I'm at the Fender Custom Shop. He's like, I just got my guitar reset up. And he's like, but we're going to talk about it. And they just sat down with the Fender Custom guys and they just made that for him. And I was like, that's lame. I was like, that's not like you're John Mayer. You play every night. You can make a guitar look like that. Like, just be like, hey, put a really thin nitro on it and it will just look cool,
yeah.
you know? But like, nope. He literally said, I want it to look really old, and they did that, which is fine if you like that look, because I love that look, mm-hmm. but like, to have Fender Custom Shop do that for you for a very expensive price and make it your number one iconic guitar when you could just go and buy, you know what I mean, like, any guitar you want is kind of silly. Mm-hmm. It's really weird to me. It's like Oliver from Death by Audio. He has so many rad guitars that are just like totally beat to death.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they're all, well, most of them are playable. I know I saw a couple that came back smashed or whatever. But like, it's not that hard to find a body that's like beat to death. Right. You know what I mean?
One to death yourself.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I don't get it. Yeah. So, especially when you're playing that much, like Taylor Goldsmith from Dawes, like he a few years ago, well, I mean, I don't know how many years, but like 10 years, 5 years, I don't know, got his Telecaster that the bass player built for him. Mm-hmm. And it's just a parts caster. And then he took a picture of it that day, and then he took a picture of it this year. And they look like, one looks like it's from like the 1950s because it's like so beat up. You know what I mean? And he's never like cleaned it, never like done anything to it. It just stays dirty. And I'm like, I like that. Yeah. That's awesome. You know, like that's cool because he plays it every night. You know, that's cool. Hmm. So that's what I want my rig to look like. I want it to look like cool. I don't know where we got off. We got off topic.
Yeah, that's all right.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe surfboard guitars will come around.
Maybe,
you know.
Yeah, I mean, maybe delete that part from earlier. Maybe gold mine here.
You know, something else. Dude, foam guitars would be a rad idea.
It would be so light. Neck dive would be a major issue.
No, the foam, the neck will be out of foam. You're like, now it won't play. It's like all the weird guitars Fender makes when they do like, you know, like the Lego guitar, mm-hmm. or like all that, you know, like it plays, we swear. And it's like, it's cardboard, but they show the videos and all of the guys have to like sit down to play it because the neck, it's all got bad neck dive.
Is neck dive something that you worry about or that you notice much?
Not so much on guitar because they're so close, but on bass, oh yeah.
Do you worry about it when you play bass though?
Yes, on my bass specifically. Okay. So like the bass I have has like, I don't, whatever body we found, and the neck is a Warmoth, mm-hmm. and the body, it just doesn't, it's so lightweight that like if you put it on with like a heavier strap, it just goes right to the floor. Hmm. So like you can't play like an open note with like one hand or something. So like I kind of have to like rest my forearm, like the top of my forearm, like on the bass, like on the top of the bass to keep it from tilting.
Well, I mean,
which is lame.
My number one bass is, you know, a semi hollow, and the neck it neck dives like crazy if I'm not holding on to it, but it's never really bothered me.
Huh. I mean, it doesn't. I still play it.
Yeah.
And it does. I haven't. It hasn't bothered me enough to fix it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But all my gear in the future is going to be perfectly balanced.
Well, naturally. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah.
I don't know. It just came to, you know, top of my head. This is the way it works totally. When I'm not sleeping because of.
That's.
I know
right.
that's something people always like. Oh, that it's so neck heavy. I'm like, I don't really care. I got to have my hand on the neck to play it anyway, so...
Right. Yep. I'm like, well, you know, just wrap a bag of nickels at the end. Like, if it really bothers you that much.
Yeah.
But that's funny. I, yeah, I'm still thinking of, like, future things. Because it's weird. Like, even when you think of, like, future stuff, like, for movies, mm-hmm. like, it's all just the same stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they're like, oh, that's a silver shiny guitar. But that's it. It still looks like a guitar.
Yeah.
So, like, I think, I mean, we're in a weird spot where, like, with music that, like, the guitar hero is kind of dead. Guitar's not dead because it's in every song. I hear it all the time.
Yeah.
But my kids listen to all the stuff that's on, and you hear guitar all the time. So that's not true. What people are like, guitar's dead, guitar. No, it's not. There's just no guitar heroes anymore.
Right.
So, but I can definitely see, like, guitar heroes coming back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's that fad. It's going to circle around again. And then all of a sudden some guy is going to be famous and then another guy and another guy, you know. But The other part about that too is I don't know if anyone could get any better, you know, than like some of these people who are, you know, the demo guys or like the Steve Vais of the world, you know.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, so it's like, it's almost like, you know, that time where like it was like, let's say like Eddie Van Halen. Mm-hmm. You're like, well, he's doing different stuff. He's doing really different stuff. And then the other guy's like, yeah, but I could do it faster. And then the next guy's like, yeah, but I can't do that, but I could do this faster. And then this guy's like, oh, I can do sweeps. And like, you know what I mean? And it's like a progression, but it's like almost like, it's like, oh, well, we stopped because there's a cliff. There's nothing else left to do, you know? And I wonder if it's got to be like a sound or an effect or something that makes it different.
Well, I mean, so like Jack, I feel like Jack White kind of like changed the game up again when he came out.
Sure. Right? Well, it's like how, it's not that, you know, well, it's like how it stopped with like grunge.
Yeah.
And everybody just started playing bar chords, you know.
Well, it's not, yeah, and it's it doesn't, it's like it seems like there's a cycle, like grunge, yeah, it was not about being highly like technically proficient at playing.
No, it was anti-music.
Yeah, it was, well, we don't have to be like that technical. Yeah. And then yeah. Jack White's kind of the same way. I mean, he is highly technical, but it's more about the sound than it is about the technique. So
right, it's almost about it definitely, it's about a look and a sound more than anything else.
Yeah. So but where do you go after that? Is the next thing going to be technique? Cuz yeah, there's a billion people out there that are really good at technique now. How does that become how does a star come out of that? Or is it going to be based off of a sound, like, and a feel?
I don't know, but it's not going to come from my basement with all my Marshall hats, I'll tell you that.
Maybe. It could happen.
I don't want it to happen. I'm good.
Well, I think that the joke that I make now is that I'm too old to make it as to be a famous musician until I hit like 45 or 50 years old, and then I can have credit in the blues community, like street cred, you know?
Right. There you go.
So,
yeah.
Got to start working on them hot licks.
Yeah. You need some hot licks. You need some tragic things to happen, or at least make them up like, you know, politicians do. And then, yeah, and then you can sing about them and cry about them and become blues famous.
Yep.
So
the trick to being a blues man is the name. You got to have a
good. Being from Utica, New York. That's how it's from.
You got to have a good blues name.
Well, I don't know. Not now, but back then, yeah.
Yeah.
But now it's not like, you know, there's no Mickey One Eye Thompson, or you know what I mean. Like, it's not like that stuff anymore. You know, they're all just their names.
Blind Lemon Lipschitz.
All right, on that note. Very good. Very, very good. Well, I think we've exhausted ourselves. Yeah, absolutely. At least you have. We're going to let you get some.
There was one more thing that I thought of that I wanted to do.
Here we go. More Blind Melon Lipschitz or whatever you said.
Well, no, this is season 4, episode 9. And so I thought we could do an a cappella version of the Beach Boys 409.
No, I think we're good. Okay. All right, later. All right. There we go. Yeah.